This is the hottest summer I can remember, and the thick heat seems to seep in and keep in my sleep out. It's like the Earth's core in here. The only relief comes from the cooler air that creeps in between the slim slats of my single window. It's near impossible to sleep, so I've spent most of my nights reading by the light of my kerosene lamp. Tonight was no different. And when Jasper Jones rapped my louvers abruptly with his knuckle and hissed my name, I leapt from my bed, spilling my copy of Pudd'nhead Wilson.
Charlie! Charlie!
I knelt like a sprinter, anxious and alert.
Who is it? Charlie! Come out here! Who is it? It's Jasper!
What? Who?
Jasper! Jasper!
And he pressed his face right up into the light, his eyes green and wild. I squinted.
What? Really? What is it? I need your help. Just come out here and I'll explain, he whispered. What? Why? Jesus Christ, Charlie, just hurry up. Get out here.
And so he's here. Jasper Jones is at my window. Shaken, I clamber onto the bed and remove the dusty slats of glass, piling them on my pillow. I quickly kick into a pair of jeans and blow out my lamp. As I squeeze headfirst out of the sleep out, something invisible tugs at my legs. This is the first time I've ever dared to sneak away from home. The thrill of this, coupled with the fact that Jasper Jones needs my help, already fills the moment with something portentous. My exit from the window is a little like a foal being born. It's a graceless and gangly drop, directly onto my mother's gerber bed. I emerge quickly and pretend it didn't hurt. It's a full moon tonight and very quiet. Neighbourhood dogs are probably too hot to bark their alarm. Jasper Jones is standing in the middle of our backyard. He shifts his feet from right to left as though the ground was smouldering. Jasper is tall. He's only a year older than me, but looks a lot more. He has a wiry body, but it's defined. His shape and his muscles have already sorted themselves out. His hair is a scruff of rough tufts. It's pretty clear he hacks it in himself. Jasper Jones has outgrown his clothes. His button-up shirt is dirty and fit to burst, and his short pants are cut just past the knee. He wears no shoes. He looks like an island castaway. He takes a step toward me. I take one back.
Okay, are you ready?
What?
Ready for what?
I tell ya, I need your help, Charlie. Come on. His eyes are darting. His weight presses back. I'm excited but afraid. I long to turn and wedge myself through the horse's ass from which I've just fallen, to sit safe in the hot womb of my room. But this is Jasper Jones, and he has come to me.
Okay, wait, I say, noticing my feet are bare.
I head towards the back steps, where my sandals sit, scrubbed clean and perfectly aligned. As I strap them on, I realize that this, the application of pansy footwear, is my first display of girlishness and has taken me mere moments. So I jog back with as much masculinity as I can muster, which even in the moonlight must resemble something of an arthritic chicken. I spit and sniff and saw at my nose.
Okay, you're right, you ready?
Jasper doesn't respond. He just turns and sets off. I follow.